Well, this is Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast, and we're with one of the real legends of the Brickyard, George Snyder. And George, you were just back on the racetrack. Tell us about your car.
It was great. I wish I'd have been here in that era to drive one of those cars. I was 1 year late of driving a roadster around here, and I wish I would have been here because I really like those cars.
You would have been pretty comfortable in them.
I believe I would have. You know, I ran one a couple times at Phoenix, and I loved it. But as far as the rear engine cars, I think I would have liked the roadsters a lot better.
You began your career out in the Bakersfield area running midgets, right, for Fred Gerhart?
Yeah, I did. I started driving super modifieds in 1961 in Fresno, and I struggled a year or so, and then I finally got a car that I built, and we won a lot of races, and Fred Gerhart used to go to the races at Kearney Bowl every weekend, and I won like 11 in a row that year. And after that season, he comes and asks me if I'd be interested in trying an Indy car. I said, well, yeah, sure. So he had a roadster there. He said, you fix it. It had been wrecked by Al Miller. He said, if you fix this roadster, you can drive it at me. So I went down to the shop. I banged on that thing for about 2 months. And we took it down to everything else. And there was Indy. I ran it twice. And ended up coming to Indy with it.
Now, when you started, was your dream, was your destination Indy, or did that just seem impossible?
Yeah, it pretty much was when I started. Uh-huh.
You decided you wanted to come right here.
Yeah, I did, you know, but I just, thank you. But I just, you know, I don't know, I came a little bit late, and I wish I had came with the roadster instead of the rear
end.
Yeah.
Now, were there times when you were in the last-minute mode, in the back of your mind, you thought, I'm in another car here, I can win this thing?
You know, I only had a couple cars I thought I could win this race in. Mm-hmm. And one of them was 1966 when I crashed over in turn two. And another one was in 1981 or so. And I got wrecked coming into the pits.
Right.
We had a really good car that year. And 1 year, actually, I was running real good, and we ran out of fuel, and I had to push the thing in myself. And, that would have been a good year, too.
You made a comment earlier in a press conference that it was the dirt cars, though, you liked the most.
I love the dirt cars, you know, and why, I don't have any idea. I run quite a bit of dirt with a modified. I ran in a Tascadero in California, and I ran a Clovis. Mm-hmm. But that was mainly about it. I didn't do much running in Ascot and places like that. But when I came back here and I ran my first dirt race at Springfield, I ran second to AJ. And for some reason, those cars I took a liking to, and they were pretty easy for me to drive.
I made a point in there that I think it was 96 you finished on the podium in Sacramento.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I ran second.
So your career lasted how many years?
From... When was that?
96.
96. Well, I started my first race in the dirt car was 65. So 65 to 96.
It's a good career.
Not bad.
Do you still have a desire to get into one?
You know, it hasn't bothered me to retire, but I still wouldn't mind running the dirt.
You could get it done, too. Now, you've been working with AJ Silver Crown Team.
Yeah, I'm the mechanic on that deal. He kind of conned me into that thing. I didn't really want to do it. I don't know, I just kind of felt obligated to do it. I told him I'd do it for a year, and that's it. You know, I'm ready to quit.
But you've had success.
Oh, no, yeah, we have. We've had real good success. But it's like I told everybody, you know, I've got 10 grandchildren, and they don't even know who I am. So it's time to do something else.
It's always good to have you back.